Chapter 3, Managing Staff Changes. Change in an organization occurs because of strategic and tactical requirements, stakeholder demands, chief executive initiatives, and a myriad of other reasons. In short, the reality of change can involve relatively small shifts or a complete restructuring of the organization. Although it may seem small in an organization of hundreds or even thousands of employees, hiring someone new has the potential to be quite significant, and so can firing someone. For that reason, facilitating changes in staff is an essential management skill. Dealing with change. The principles of dealing with change of any kind in an organization provide a good basis for helping your direct reports handle staffing changes. Why is it so difficult for some people to change? The answer lies in understanding what happens during the transition from the old way to the new way. When individuals realize that the change is going to affect them, they often experience fear of the unknown. As a manager, how you help those affected by change will influence their ability to progress to the new way. So what can you do? The most important element for long-term success is to understand that change is difficult for many people. Once you understand that, then how and what you communicate can make the transition easier. Some communication guidelines include the following. Acknowledging the difficulty people may be experiencing. Create opportunities for some short-term successes. Praise achievements. Clearly identify the new way, that is, your new relationship to the employee as a result of the changes. Make yourself available often, perhaps by adopting the management by walking about method in the workplace. Talk to your direct reports about upcoming change when possible. Involve your staff in decisions about changes if appropriate. It is also best to keep the number of simultaneous changes to a minimum. Too many changes create chaos, which can be debilitating. Try to get one change accepted before overlaying another.